Okay, good. So this is an exercise called the future self. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfy, uncross your legs and arms, close your eyes and find a comfortable spot for your head. Just allow your shoulders to drop down. Allow your head to sink into the chair or the furniture, wherever you are. Allow your feet to spread a little, settle, feel heavy, and allow your entire body to feel at peace. Throughout the session, you may or may not notice sounds around. What's most important, if ever you do notice sounds, just redirect your attention back to focusing on your breath, back to focusing on the wonderful sensations of relaxation, and focusing on the sounds of my words. So just taking a moment to focus on your breath, breathing nice and deep and slow, in through your nose, and out through your mouth. And as you focus on your breath, you're gathering your awareness into this present moment. By focusing on your breath, you're bringing your attention into this moment. Focusing on your breath, letting go of the past, letting go of the future, and just coming into this experience now. Coming into the breath as you breathe nice and deep and slow all the way down, feeling the slight expansion of your lower ribs following that breath all the way down. And then exhaling out and following that breath all the way out to the very last spit of air in that breath. And then breathing deep in again. All the way down. And then exhaling and breathing all the way out. Letting your whole body relax more and more. Letting your shoulders drop down. Your hands release. Your legs and your feet relax. Letting your tummy loosen. Letting your whole body just settle down. Completely relaxed, calm and still. So taking a few moments to really focus on your breath, gathering your attention into this moment. Noticing what you're feeling in your body, what emotions you're feeling, what thoughts you're having. Just becoming more aware. The sensations, emotions, thoughts going on. And then expanding your awareness to your whole body. Feel your body as a whole. Notice your whole body all at once. Sense your body in its position. Feel your body in its position as a whole, expanding your awareness to encompass your whole body. Just relaxing more and more with every breath, with every word that is said, letting your shoulders drop down, your tummy relax, your jaw release, all the muscles in your forehead soften, letting your hands loosen and relax, letting your breath come naturally and easily into your chest, deep down and exhaling, and just letting your whole body relax. You may imagine yourself floating, drifting, whatever's comfortable for you. You may instead focus on sensations of deep relaxation, heaviness, lightness, numbness, or tingling, whatever is pleasing for you. Just with every breath, letting all the muscles in your body soften, loosen, and relax. Letting your attention focus on your whole body, your breath, expanding your awareness to your entire body, noticing the sensations of relaxation deepen. Just letting the natural process of focusing on your breath relax your entire body more and more. Take a moment to really enjoy the sensations you now experience. This wonderfully soothing, self-regulating, natural, deepened relaxation. And your mind may wander from time to time, and that's natural. Just bring it back to noticing with curiosity and surprise the growing sensations in your body. Bring it back to your breath. Bring it back to the sounds of my words. It's nice to let go, to relax, to take some time out from the busyness of our lives to just a moment, to be in a moment, to stay there, to relax, to find some calm and some peacefulness. And as you relax more and more, you'll notice your mind just carries on all by itself. And your body can just enjoy the natural deepening relaxation. And you can watch your mind wander away to a pleasant place, a happy place, a peaceful, calm, still place. And as it does, your whole body will relax and your thoughts will slow down. The tension and tightness will lessen in your shoulders, your jaw, your cheeks, and your forehead. And slowly your arms will grow more relaxed, your legs and your tummy. And everything will just gradually relax more and more. And as I count down from 1 to 5, you can just use the numbers to help you deepen your relaxation, to enjoy a moment of calm and peace. And so 1, when you're ready, take a long, slow, deep breath in, following that breath all the way in. And then as you're ready, exhaling out, following that breath all the way out. Noticing your body as a whole, floating, drifting, rocking. More and more calm, more and more relaxed. Good. And 2. Another long, slow, deep breath in. And let it go. Follow that breath all the way out to the very tip of the breath. And your body relaxing more and more. Noticing with curiosity and surprise more sensations of relaxation, drifting, floating, not a care in the world. And 3, when you're ready, take another long, slow, deep breath in. Good, and let it go. Follow that breath all the way out. Notice your whole body all at once, just drifting, floating, deepening, relaxing. And 4, when you're ready, another deep breath. And let it go. Good. And 5. Take another long, slow, deep breath in. And let it go. And just notice in this moment how everything feels just a little bit more okay. A little more relaxed, a little more calm, a little more peaceful. And in this moment where everything is okay, perhaps more than okay, more calm, more peaceful, more relaxed than you thought imaginable, than you thought possible just a few moments ago, more okay. I would like you to memorize this wonderful feeling of being okay. Not a care in the world, nothing to bother you, and nothing to disturb you. So memorizing this feeling as you notice your body feeling wonderfully relaxed and your mind having grown more still and quiet. Everything's okay. You're okay and everything's okay. More than okay. In this moment, everything's okay. And it's this moment and every moment like it that's the only one that counts. Anxiety is always when our mind gets too far ahead of this moment, conjuring up possibilities that rarely take place. Or when our mind drifts back to the past, full of regrets or self-criticism or doubt how we could have, should have done things differently or perfectly. But it's this moment. This moment is where we live. This moment is where we engage with people. This moment is when we're truly alive. When we're in this moment, when we're genuinely living this moment, not worrying about the future or the past, it's where we can be ourselves. Can natural, genuine, easy. We laugh, we enjoy, everything feels easy. The moments drift by when we're in the moment. So it's this moment, the only moment that counts. It's the only moment that matters. So take a moment as you make an okay symbol with both of the fingers and the thumbs of your hands, bringing the thumb and the finger together of each hand, making an okay symbol with both your hands. Memorize this feeling right now of feeling okay, more than okay. And in this moment, repeat to yourself quietly in your mind's eye, I am okay. Everything's okay, and everything will be okay. I am okay. Everything is okay, and everything will be okay. I am okay. Everything is okay, and everything will be okay. So as I'm quiet, repeat that over and over and over to yourself, getting increasingly louder, with increasing conviction, believing it more and more, feeling it more and more, the more you say it quietly in your mind's eye. So as I'm quiet, just repeat that to yourself. As you assess it is okay, everything is okay, I am okay, and everything will be okay. And you feel yourself believe that more and more. So repeat that now more and more. Good. And as you know from before, anxiety is just a mistaken belief. when we pay attention to that mistaken belief and we focus on it and believe it, and then we don't do things or we avoid things that are beneficial for us to do, we overcome anxiety the more we do things that are difficult or were once scary. Do them more and more. And notice how we're fine, we're okay, we got through it. And the more things we do, the better we get at doing more and more uncomfortable things, and the easier they get to do. Our confidence grows, our energy grows, our desire grows, our enthusiasm grows, our genuineness grows. We stop worrying so much about what other people think, whether they like us, whether they disagree with us or agree. We're just ourselves. We're our genuine, honest selves. We are who we are, just like those around us are who they are. They're neither perfect, nor do they have to be, but yet we enjoy them. We too can be honest, genuine. Things we do well, things we struggle at. We don't need to be perfect, but we too can be accepted as who we are right here in this moment, as we are our genuine self. And as you are, and as you do, you'll accommodate the people around you, their strengths, their weaknesses, their limitations, their annoyances. You accommodate them because you enjoy them. You enjoy their strengths, their wit, their perseverance, their intelligence, their humor, whatever it is. You enjoy the things about them, and you manage the things that you find difficult. And that's how we are. Take the good with the bad. We all have strengths and weaknesses. None of us are perfect. So as we're genuine more and more, you're who you are. You speak up, you say your truth, respectfully, of course, but you disagree respectfully. You say what you need, you set boundaries, you say no respectfully. But you're genuine about who you are, what you like, what you don't like, what you need, and what you want. So I'd like you to form an image of you months from now, when you're more an image of the person you want to be, and it's not a perfect image because that's impossible, but it's a little more confident, a little more outspoken, a little more optimistic, a little more energetic, able to disagree with the ones you care about, able to set boundaries more readily, say no or say what you want and don't want, able to ask more questions, able to speak up, whatever it is for you. Who is it that you want to be 6 months from now? More of, not never, striving for perfection. Just take a moment to notice who that is. Take a moment to bring that person to mind. Perhaps you see yourself calmer, more confident, talking more, talking louder, talking more frequently, having more fun, doing more things, walking more confidently, talking more confidently, making more eye contact, being more spontaneous. What is it that's most important to you? Perhaps there's one thing that's singularly most important to you, that you want to see different 6 months from now. Or perhaps there's two or three things. What is it? How are you different with those things? What's different about you? Once you have a clear image in mind, I want you to notice the path between you today and this different version of you, 3, 4, 5, 6 months from now. This different version that's perhaps more confident, more energetic, more outspoken, louder, whatever it is. See the pathway between you today and this more confident version of you down the road. Notice now what's blocking your way. What's getting in your way? Is there a belief about you or the world getting in your way? Is there a habit you're engaging in that's getting in your way? Is there things you're doing or not doing that are getting in your way? Is there a way you're thinking that's getting in your way? Notice what's getting in your way. If it's a belief, give yourself permission to let it go, to change it. If it's a way of thinking, give yourself permission to let it go, change it. See yourself and feel yourself, give yourself permission. Enjoy the sense of pleasure that comes when you do. If it's something you need to be doing more of, give yourself permission to do that and the tools that you need to do it. What is it you need to do more? What is it you need to do more of that? If you're avoiding something, give yourself permission to believe it'll be okay, that you can handle it, you can do it, and see yourself doing it. See yourself, whether it's a belief, an old habit, thoughts, the way you see the world or yourself. See yourself changing that now and clearing that path. And as you clear that path, see yourself walking towards this ideal you, knowing you are okay, everything's okay, and everything will be okay. And okay means warts and all. Okay means strengths and weaknesses, frailties and wonderful abilities. Okay means the good with the bad, the whole package. Nobody's perfect. Okay means you accept yourself as you are. knowing that as you are here today is good enough. And as you walk towards this more ideal version of yourself, more calm, more confident, it's still you. It's still you there. It's just a you believing in yourself more. It's a you trusting yourself more. It's a you willing to take more risks, willing to take leaps of faith, willing to trust that everything will be okay and it'll work out in the long run. It's not a perfect you. It's just a self-accepting you. I'm okay, just the way I am. See yourself moving towards this more calm, confident, ideal you. Embracing your strengths, embracing your weaknesses, embracing your challenges and your wonderful hurdles you've overcome. Embracing the way you are. And with that comes freedom. Freedom to be who you are. Take a moment to feel what it feels like to just accept yourself the way you are. Your strengths, your weaknesses, your attributes, your challenges, just the way you are. Knowing that if you can accept yourself, other people's will. See what else you need to do today to make this future you possible. What else do you need to do to make this future you possible? Things you need to do, thoughts you need to change, beliefs you need to challenge, values you need to let go of. When you think of 4, 5, 6 months from now, what are the things you want to be doing or doing more of that you're not or doing less of now? It's natural to feel doubt and worry every time we're doing something new, and that's okay. That just means we're entering an opportunity for learning. When we're uncomfortable, we're learning. When we don't know everything, we're growing. Every time we take chances, move out of our comfort zone, there's growth. We grow stronger and stronger, more and more confident. We learn more and more things. We even learn more about the city and different communities. The more we take chances, the more we trust, the more we do. Everything starts to become easier the more and more we do. And it happens exponentially. If ever and whenever you feel intense doubt, self-criticism, worry or anxiety, you'll be able to make the okay symbol. And you'll bring that image of you closer. Looking in your eyes, you'll remind yourself, I am okay, just the way I am. Everything's okay, just the way it is. And I will be okay. I am okay, just the way I am. Everything will be okay. And everything is okay, just the way it is. So take a moment to repeat that to yourself over and over again. Again, getting louder and louder in your mind's eye. More conviction, more belief. Good. And when you're ready, you can return to the room around you and open your eyes, feeling calmer, a little more confident, more determined to be you, the genuine you. Open up, speak up, do more, engage more, and flex those muscles. So when you're ready, you can come back to the room around you, feeling relaxed, refreshed, calm, and determined.